bipartisan group of senators has reached a deal on infrastructure spending details after weeks of negotiations. A procedural vote on it is scheduled for tonight. Senator Mark Warner, a Democrat from Virginia, joins us now. Senator Warner, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Celeste.
We've heard about the back and forth over this bill for quite some time. How did you get to yes?
Well, I'm not sure we, in Olympic terms, have totally stuck the landing, but I think we're getting close. I mean, you know, for 30 years we've been talking about making major investments in infrastructure, in roads, in water systems, in broadband, in making a smarter grid, doing investments in things like electric vehicle charging stations, or making sure that the school buses that are all going to become electric are actually built in America. There were twists and turns, but there was a group of us in an otherwise climate that's pretty partisan here in D.C. Many of us had been worked together on a bipartisan COVID relief package back at the end of last year, but we just stuck at it. There's a reason why it's taken maybe 30 years since we've done a major bill like this, and recognizing that both sides put a lot of restrictions on how we'd pay for the bill made it even more difficult. But I think we've got a lot of momentum now. We'll start with this procedural vote this afternoon, later today, and then go into an amendment process, and I hope be able to get this bill out of the Senate by early next week.
Can you give us some details on what's in it?
Well, there's a record investment, about $110 billion of additional funding for roads and bridges. We've got over 13,000, for example, deficient bridges in our country. That is a safety hazard. There's $65 billion in broadband. That combined with some of the earlier monies that have been put out, there should be no state that doesn't have enough money to not only make sure everybody has access to broadband, but there's also that there is affordable plans. There's a whole series of clean energy items, you know, capping some of the orphan wells that emit, it making a smarter grid. We've heard lots and lots about making our electric grid smarter and more energy efficient. We're making investments there. I've mentioned the charging stations for electric vehicles. I'm really proud of the investments in electric and low carbon buses, because right now those buses are going to be either be made here or in China. I'd much rather have them made here. And for folks like you guys in Boston, and I live in Virginia, $47 billion in resiliency. We have seen the effects of climate change with increased flooding, with the fires. The kind of resiliency dollars that have been talked about literally for decades are part of this legislation.
We have about less than a minute left. Do you have the votes to get this passed? Understanding that it's going to go through a process now, but do you have even all the Democrat senators in addition to Republicans?
This has been, you know, a long and winding road. We've gone around the traditional process because there wasn't a breakthrough. So, you know, in any compromise, there are some folks that aren't totally happy. I actually am hopeful that we may get many more than the 10 Republicans who initially committed. You know, the Senate needs 60 votes to start legislation. I actually think we'll have substantially more than that, and I think we'll get virtually, if not every Democrat.
Senator Mark Warner is a Democrat from Virginia. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste.